Concours Écricom 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 15, Bennett. Compared with much of the rest of the rich world, Britain has been provident. While so many other countries are lumbered with huge, unaffordable state pension benefits paid from taxes on workers, Britain has done relatively well in building up funded occupational and personal plans. But even so, there are growing worries. Many companies are trimming their pension commitments, which threatens to push the burden back onto the state. Such concerns have led to a government review of pensions policy, which is due to be published next week. The signs are that this will merely tinker with the system, not give it the radical overhaul it needs. All around the world, pension systems are showing their age. One of the most obvious anomalies is the survival of the venerable tradition of retiring at 65. This affects not just state but also company pensions, since the state retirement age set a benchmark for the private sector. As people live longer, the retirement age is contributing directly to the rising burden of paying final salary pensions based on end-of-career earnings and years of service, and therefore to the number of companies moving away from these schemes. And it affects retirement patterns even in countries like America, where mandatory retirement has generally been outlawed since the workers tend to take pension benefits as soon as possible, many earlier than 65. Yet the idea of retiring at 65 is astonishingly out of date. In Britain, this age was originally set in 1925. Since then, life expectancy at 65 has increased by 5 to 6 years. Today's 65-year-olds are no longer worn out after a life of manual toil. They are in good health, and there are plenty of physically undemanding jobs for them to do. Tomorrow's older people, for whom current pension reforms should be designed, will live even longer and be even healthier. If people are retiring too early, why not just raise the retirement age? Because politics makes that so hard to do. Anyone who is anywhere near retirement age loathes the idea. That's why the increase in the retirement age from 65 to 67, which America legislated in 1983, is only just beginning to come into effect and will not be fully phased in until 2027. Raising the retirement age is a recipe for doing too little, too late. A better solution is to get rid of a set retirement age altogether. Instead, pension benefits should be linked to life expectancy so that they are automatically reduced at current retirement ages as people live longer. This already happens with private sector pension plans funded through defined contributions, the system that companies are moving towards as defined benefit schemes become too costly. When people turn their pension savings into annuities, the insurer, unlike state pension systems, takes into account rising life expectancy. Fin du texte 15.